Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's Lucky Kadosh and the God of Israel, back to back with Dr. Andy Mukendi with Hosanna. Mm-hmm. It all takes us down to 13 minutes after 2. It is, of course, time for Legal Junction. Legal matters are put on the table aside today.
Yeah, no, for sure. Today, nothing to do with law.
Nothing to do with law. We're talking giving.
But there's a law of giving. That's a law.
Not in the South African law and constitution, unfortunately. we don't have it there. So unfortunately, we are looking in a different direction today.
Yeah. Right. Oh yeah, definitely. We are looking. And if you just joined us, remember that with Radio Pulpit, we are connecting generations with hope and faith, from South Africans at home to loved ones abroad. We are sharing the good news in their language. So support our mission to reach hearts worldwide and bring the gospel closer to families, children and grandchildren, no matter where they are. And what do they have to do, Luko?
SMS give to 37871 or WhatsApp 082-657-2729. As funuk share move, I'm Mr. SK. Just now you're thinking, what are they talking about?
Yeah.
It's actually your second one, I think.
Yes.
Because last year we were together on Vision.
Yeah, we did
Fine.
One last year.
Yes. Yeah. It's been looking good. We are on day 3, by the way. Did you know that?
No.
It's fourth day of the week.
I
but
have no
day
idea
two.
What day it
it's
is
day
today.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It's day 3 of Vishathon. Vishathon started on Tuesday. And let's fill you in, Mr. SK, in case you haven't heard.
Yeah.
So last day, if you remember, we did it for Radio Pulpit, right?
Yes.
This year is a bit different.
Okay.
So Radio Pulpit has 2 new babies starting next month. We have online platforms to make sure when you are in between courts, you are listening to Radio Pulpit without necessarily having to put your radio on. And then you're like, guys, your signal is cutting. I'm on my way to Limpopo. What's happening? Exactly. And you'll agree with me. We are we're not a right young generation. We are much older than my 2000. I'm sure you are even in the 80s. At least we are the 90s.
But don't you feel old though? Because now whenever people ask,
be
like, oh, no, I'm like, I pause a bit. I'm like,
especially because there's a generation after us.
I hate that question, especially when a person will meet me and say, hey, how are you, old man?
But you should appreciate it, Mr. Sakamela, because you generally look young. Don't people tell you when they see you and think you're a young boy?
There's still others that will address me as Grootman, and
really?
It's very offensive.
I agree.
I'm getting the idea that you guys don't want to grow.
Let me speak for myself.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I don't want to be judged or treated based on age.
Okay.
So I would like you to just treat me, be cordial, be friendly with me based on the fact that I'm an individual.
I'm still going to get into trouble a lot. I don't even ask for permission. I see older than you, see Suputi. Like Ubaba on the controls today. I've never asked him for opinion of what he wants to be called. I call him Ubaba. If he doesn't like it, shoot his sorry. Yes. Shoot his sorry, Babs. I know if I'll tandy. But I just call him Ubaba. And I know people get offended. Sometimes people get offended with that. But where am I going at with this? Times are changing, Mr. SK.
Yes.
We found radio in the days, you remember, huge batteries. I don't know if you remember the time that you used to be stuck at the back of a radio that you could move around with.
Yes, I remember.
I've seen it.
Then times changed and we could hear radio in the cars.
Yes.
Before we knew it, about DSTV and whatnot, you could listen on your TV to radio as well. But we've learned over time that things change.
Yeah.
I was just saying to Refilwe that things such as your texting, I mean, who still sends SMSs nowadays? It's a rare thing.
Yeah.
WhatsApp is the thing. Do you send SMS?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I move with time.
Yeah. and the truth is, Mr. SK, whether a person wants to move with times or not, times move.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. They don't wait for anyone.
They don't wait, yes.
So in the name of times moving and catching on and making sure you're not left behind.
Yeah.
Radio Pulpit has said, instead of you relying on your AM or your FM radio. Because we know, and our CEO was just saying yesterday on air, that we're predicting in the next 5 to 10 years' time, we might not even have your FMs, your AMs and your FMs.
Mm-hmm.
And but that cannot be the death of radio altogether.
Yeah,
we can't, because we've seen the power of radio.
Yeah,
for sure.
We've seen the power of radio broadcasting and the impact it has. Just earlier on, Mr. SK, we were talking to Pastor J.
Pastor,
and he was sharing how he's had listeners on Radio Pulpit text him off air and say, hey, listen, I'm driving to Gauteng for assistance, for counseling, or whatever the case may be. And I know that you also have had listeners reach out and say, I have this legal issue and I need assistance with it.
So
us allowing radio to die means we will be leaving with these solutions.
Yeah.
So, so Radio Pulpit said,
be denying people information.
Exactly. So Radio Pulpit said, let's be ahead of time.
Yeah.
Let's go online.
Online.
Let's go. And so we're starting new radio stations.
Yeah.
Radio Hartlang, which will broadcast purely in Afrikaans, and Radio Pulpit Jikelele, which will basically broadcast in English and other African languages.
Yeah.
That is. So we're really excited for that. It is starting already in June, by the way.
Next week.
Next week.
You made
I'm
it here.
I'm a June baby. Know I was saying that yesterday, right?
Yes. You brought it closer. So in the name of that, that's why we're raising funds now, because we understand that there's money needed to run these two stations.
Yeah, for sure.
And I know that giving is one of the closest things in your heart.
Yes.
It's one. Mr. SK, guys, I remember. Sorry to throw you in the deep end.
I want to know, like, what you remember.
So, December. I remember December.
Yeah.
I'm from the Eastern Cape. I come very far. So I'm going home. Yes. He wasn't aware. I think it was our last episode, even
that we did from the studio.
We were doing for December, and I'm preparing to go home. Minaga don't say much, you know, but he knows I'm going home and stuff.
Yeah,
and he leaves, and then I think he texted me and he said, "I've just put in something for Christmas. You know how much petrol I use going home? I need to at least, if I'm going to go there and back, I need to have about 6K. So, yes, it's two tanks.
Yeah.
Two tanks.
I need about
3K. So if I calculate the toll gates, the food and everything, at least I'll spend about 4K to get home.
Yeah.
So this one is like, no, I've put something. And whole entire e-wallet, my friend. That's what I'm saying. This one in giving. Best friends.
You see,
didn't know the need.
There's power in giving.
Yeah.
Show me a successful, stingy person. I've never seen one.
True. That's true. Mm. So is that your secret to being successful?
Yeah, give us succeeds and prosper.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, in all material types.
Yeah.
So is that why you give so much?
Yes.
Because you
want
to prosper.
I want to prosper.
Interesting.
But that challenge, show me a stingy person that's successful.
Yeah.
Did it make you think as well? That's what I'm trying to think.
I've always known, because I've had encounters with different people. I've always seen a lot of times we might look at it as a mask of people would have NPOs or would have your internships and stuff, but that's a form of giving.
Okay.
Because you are having an educational program which you are taking Luko to school. And with Luko cannot, Luko's family cannot afford to take Luko to school. That is you giving. But when we look at it, like, I know they want to avoid tax and whatnot, but you think about it, this person is actually using a biblical principle.
Exactly.
And you as a Christian, you're busy pointing at all the wrongs, but you're not understanding that there is someone who is actually using a principle that's found in the Bible.
Yeah.
You know, to tap into the wealth that you're supposed to tap into.
Yeah. So this man believes in giving. Like I said, it's one of the... I know that you run your own practice, actually, Mr. Siyakamela, as well. Siyakamela Legal. What's been the recipe? what's been the recipe of your success? Because it's recently he told me, he says, I need to start a call center. I'm like, hi, boy, are you growing to that level? He says, yeah. What's been your recipe to growth?
Giving.
giving all the way. Oh man, that's really beautiful. That's been the recipe. So if you're starting something as well and you wanted to prosper, try giving.
You have to give.
Actually, Pastor Jay did something so beautiful, Mr. SK, earlier on. He pledged together with his church.
His church.
And now that you're mentioning that, I'm like, oh, actually, growth. That's a recipe to success and growth.
For sure.
Giving.
Yeah.
Now I understand. So when we see Pastor Jay's church grow, we mustn't wonder.
Yeah.
Mustn't attribute it to anything else.
For sure.
But giving.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful. And we would like to encourage you once again to be part of this great initiative that we're doing. We really, really appreciate it. If you
I trust them. We did this last year, and I trust the listeners.
He's emphasizing on what I was saying. Exactly. And so he wasn't here.
I know what we are talking about.
Exactly. You see, 3 million is nothing.
That's our target, by the way. It's nothing. Our target is 3M, Mr. SK.
Okay.
So you think we can hit it?
Yeah.
I think more than that.
You see,
I'm anticipating.
You guys are in the spirit.
I trust our listeners. I'm telling you.
He wasn't here when I mentioned the. No,
exactly.
He feels it. Yeah.
Guess who's in with the SK?
Okay.
Cherry Baby.
Okay. Hi, Cherry Baby.
Hi, Cherry Baby.
Unfortunately, today we're not talking anything to do with law, but
we're talking giving. Listen to these two. The law of giving is what we're discussing today. Actually, Mr. SK and Rafil, now that you mention it, somebody once said to me, there's a lot of, I don't say rules, but things in the Word of God. But one thing that's been consistent is the notion of giving to prosper, actually.
Yeah.
He even drew a parallel and he said, do you know, amazingly enough, there's a particular faith I won't mention.
Yes.
That does that a lot. That gives a lot. You might have a clue of it. It does humanitarian work and whatnot. He says, what has been the recipe as you see?
Yes.
Because the thing is, the principle of giving is connected to receiving.
Yeah.
He says, it's, look at it this way.
Yeah.
Once you open your hand, you allow more to land in your hand.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
And he says that's one of the most powerful principles. That's why you find people who do your philanthropic and humanitarian work are blessed.
Yes.
Why? Because they understand that in order for you to receive,
you
need to declutter. In other words, you need to give. Remember scripture, give and it shall be given unto you.
Pressed down, shaken together.
See, so with the measure that you give, you'll get that pressed down, shaken together, running over.
Yes.
Even more will Even you more. Receive, actually. And that's the recipe to prosperity, like Mr. SK was saying. Giving.
Definitely. And to what he said about, have you ever seen a stingy person, you know, prospering, takes us back to the parable of the talents. The one who had just one decided, I'm just going to store this. You're not going to, you know, by putting it in the soil, I believe you are introducing it to, you know, the wealth within the soil is responsible to ensure that, you know, that multiplies. Right. So by me sharing what God has given me, it's going to multiply. You know, to all those, what was given, they were able to multiply it.
True.
But I kept what was mine. I'm going to keep this bottle, not going to share.
Yep.
But this bottle is enough for me to share with like 5 people.
Yeah.
It's not going to be like, you know, enough to quench our thirst, but it's enough for us to share. But if I drink it all alone, all the people will not be able, the 4 people won't be able, you know, to share in that. So sometimes we look at it as, it's just you reading the Bible. But if you put it into a life principle, it can do a lot.
Generosity brings joy and fulfillment to the giver. Acts 20 verse 35.
Come on. So if you want to be peaceful, if you want to be happy,
you must be a giver.
Be generous.
You must be generous,
Be a giver.
Jesus said it is more blessed to give than to receive.
Yeah.
Woo.
You see.
This is for you who's thinking, I don't have much to give.
Yeah.
Here's the truth, and scriptures alludes to this.
Yeah.
Mm. He gives seed to the sower.
He does. Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's given you the seed.
Yeah.
All he wants you to do, like Rafila says, put it on the ground.
Yes. Mm.
Put it on the ground. Ready pulpit is that ground that will make sure that the gospel goes far and beyond.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely love to hear
he
that.
He gives bread to the eater.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. And yet he says, cast your bread upon many waters and you'll find it after many days.
Yeah.
SMS give to 37871. Yes. Otherwise, WhatsApp us on 082-657-2729.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion. Come and ask your questions, share your concerns. Experiencing life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic Christian radio.
Yep. We're back. This is, of course, Thursday's edition of Heart to Heart with a bit of a twist. It is Visiothon week, and we are encouraging you to partner with us, not only in lifting Radio Pulpit, but creating a Radio Heartlang and Radio Pulpit Chigelele.
Yep.
Moving into greater heights, I must say, because tomorrow you're going to try and your radio is going to go shh.
Yeah.
And you're like, what's happening? What's that? It goes shh.
Yes.
Remember, there's no one to give you an answer there. Mm-hmm. And so now we're going to say, we told you.
Mm. We did.
Move with us online.
Yeah. Move with the times.
Exactly. Who knew? 2009, if I'm not mistaken, we had Mix It. Who remembers Mix It?
Oh, yeah, I do. I do.
It was the first thing. Who knew we would not be having Mix It today?
I was, you know, I like
What was your Mix It name?
When I think about it, I've always been one who liked things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There used to be BBM. So I was like,
I didn't afford it. I didn't have a BlackBerry.
So like, now I'm thinking because of this, I was like, yeah, I'm always like,
you've always been relevant. Now you're an iPhone user.
She's been moving with the times.
So it's time to move with the times, Mr. SK.
And I
keep saying this, whether you decide to move with the times or not, the times will move and leave you behind.
Yes.
Well, times will leave you behind.
Okay, speaking of which, earlier on we were talking about peaceful sleep.
Yes.
So I know night, Gaspedi, remember I said I got that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if we were to say peaceful sleep, Gaspedi,
how do you say it?
Because
in closet, it's ubusuku benzolo.
Okay.
So try to think.
Sounds fair enough. That hits.
Okay, I said I can't tell languages apart.
Yeah.
But I can tell you that Joe and with Betty, you can tell I didn't need to be told it's Betty. Yes. You can tell it's Betty.
Yes.
No, like that hits. Like, like the concept of Cujo.
Yeah.
Burokoba Cujo. Okay, so maybe you must give that to Sis Enika as well. She can make one of the shows, Burokoba Cujo.
You know? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But we're not creating
those
programs.
Midnight shows.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
It must be a
Somewhere in the night, Burokoba Cujo.
Burokoba Cujo. Yeah.
But Cujo sounds so rough, Mr. SK.
It's peace in Sepedi. In Setswana, it's Kagiso.
Does Kagiso mean peace?
Yes.
Yeah.
Language 101. So we're still inviting you on board to make sure that we make Radio Pulpit Hartlang and Radio Pulpit Jikelele a reality and not just a dream. We're not just trying to create some online noise. We're trying to create good content that we actually give you. And I want to give this guarantee. It's going to be different, yes, in terms of content and whatnot. And there's more stuff to come, new stuff. And we want to hear also from our listeners what they'd like to hear.
And also, Luko, we here to conscientize them in as far as principles is concerned.
Yeah.
You know, giving, it's a godly principle. You get my
point? It's not a thumbsuck thing.
Yeah, hence the Bible says, he who refreshes others will also be refreshed.
Exactly. You see. Exactly.
Yeah, so... it's a principle.
It's a godly principle, like we're saying. It's just one of those things also, Mr. SK, where we say we encourage you.
Yeah, because someone might be saying,
it is your choice.
Yes, it's your choice.
If you want to be blessed,
and also
listen, once you get irritated when people speak about money, you're not ready to have money.
You're not ready to.
You're not ready.
You're not
to
ready
have money.
To prosper because you don't have a generous heart.
And also,
and that speaks to scripture
exactly. Like, and why must he give you a seed you won't utilize?
You see,
why self enrich? There's something I know also in law they speak of self enrichment.
Yes,
it's a crime.
It's a crime.
It's a crime.
Yes,
and don't be a criminal.
Yeah,
don't.
And if you're in practice, self enrichment may lead to you being struck off the roll.
Exactly. So you need to be careful of these things. We're not trying to manipulate you, but it speaks of a principle that says, split the money, spread it across so that you're blessed as well.
Remember, Luca, we're connecting generations with hope and faith. And one of the hopes that we are raising to the listeners this afternoon is that give, it shall be given back unto you.
Come on. Mm-hmm. Press down. I love this.
Shaken together.
Running over.
Yes.
So really are and challenging you, even with your business, like I said, pledge. Take that step of faith and see if the Lord will not expand it. See if the Lord will not begin to prosper. I've heard of people who say, look, I pledge with my business. We are now inundated with so much business. I don't even know if we can handle it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if I can handle it. And I want to challenge you today to say, test God in this and see if he will not bless you.
Yes.
The reality is that we don't sit here to be famous.
Mm-hmm. No.
We sit here to spread the gospel.
Amen.
Yeah. We sit here to make sure that the body of Christ is empowered.
Mm.
Through your programs, Mr. SK, Legal Junction, imagine one day if you tuned in and there was no radio at all. And I mean, even online, there was nothing.
Yeah.
Because money is needed.
Money is needed.
I think it was Pastor Jay earlier. I'm not sure if it was him. But he said, the gospel is free, but it costs money.
Yeah.
Someone actually said that. I think it was yesterday. It was Pastor Moyo. He said, the gospel is free.
Mm.
But to advance the gospel, money. Mm. That's what we need.
And we're being realistic, honestly. Because,
definitely.
There's this scripture. I know people might throw me under the bus.
I'll be here to catch
you. To protect you.
I think it's in Ecclesiastes, right?
Yes.
Where it speaks of how money is the answer to all.
Yes.
Right. But however, when it comes to the children of God, we want to come in and remove that context of that money can open doors, that the lack, therefore, of money. Yep. Kind.
And Refilu and Luko, you check how when before I don't know, maybe you guys you were born saved. I had to be born again.
Okay.
And yeah.
There were times where I was not. The money that is to be invested or spent into sinful activities, having to pay for protection. Now that we are saved and we are saying give, so that this gospel must also touch others.
So that it reaches someone else
for
as
sure.
well.
Yeah. For sure.
You received it at some point.
Yes.
Now somebody needs it.
Mm.
But in order for them to get it, we have to keep preaching this good gospel.
Yeah, I've seen it. Like, I've literally seen it. Like, because he's mentioning the fact that, you know, you were, like, you're not born, like, saved.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. I can't even pinpoint, oh, this is the time I got, because I literally got born into church. Like, everybody was a pastor. So that's just, you know, however, as I was older, I had to also make that decision myself.
Yeah.
Like, because I don't remember, but now I'm older.
Yes.
I've seen how the giving, you know, was able to extend, you know, a helping hand to other people. I've seen how, because during that time, we do a lot of crusades.
Yes.
You know, so I've seen how those crusades were able to lead to people being saved, being born again. I've seen how, you know, soup kitchens, you know, were able to feed nations through someone giving in the church.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've seen how, you know, people would give clothes and were able, and like, I was one of, like, because of how we grew up, like, my family just decided, all the grandchildren, you decide, you check the clothes, you wash, you have to fold it, iron it, do all those to make sure that this is good for, it's in good condition to the people we're giving to. If something is not in good condition, you put it aside. So I've seen what giving can do as someone who, you know, was born in the church.
Yep.
You know, because to other people, it's like, oh, we're always giving to the churches, but I'm speaking from a place where I have seen what people's contribution have done from a person who was in the forefront of what's happening in the church.
Wow. Power of giving.
And you see, the power of giving. And the more they give, they will allow us to deliver high quality. Because it's through money that we'll be able to establish quality and give them the best.
Love to hear that. Karin, Karin's asking, where to hear our Ascension Day podcast? I'll encourage you, Karin, to visit our Facebook page. I know it's already there at the moment. You'll readily find it because we were live on Facebook. We'll advise, obviously, of the podcast a bit much later. See, Karin was actually at work during Ascension Day.
Yeah.
They couldn't get the broadcast.
Oh, so now, and it was amazing.
Exactly.
Oh, it was amazing.
And and that's another thing, if you think about it, we need people dedicated to creating podcasts for the station as well.
Yes.
That costs money, beloved. That costs money. We need to make sure all these services are readily running just for you, so that, like Karin, you can get the broadcast bit later on as well. Remember to SMS GIVE, G-I-V-E, to the number 37871. Or WhatsApp 082-657-2729. Keep this train going. Because we need another 40 and another 40 and another 40 years.
Exactly.
My children must find the station in good order.
Yeah.
Chigalele and Hartlank. And they must leave it to their children.
And their contribution, Luko, will help us ensure that no town or community is out of reach. We'll move Chigalele.
No hassles, no frills. It just sounds full of life. On 657 AM. The future of sharing the gospel is here. Online listening is growing rapidly, and Radio Pulpit is ready with two brand new online stations, Radio Kansel Hartklank and Radio Pulpit Tigelele. Your support can make it happen. Help us acquire cutting-edge equipment, visit your community with outside broadcast vehicles, and share the gospel worldwide. Partner with us today to reach our target of 3 million rand. SMS GIVE and your amount to 37871 or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Together, we're touching lives everywhere.
Oh, man. Still talking about giving, 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 giving as we are launching next week. Two new online radio stations, Radio Pulpit Hartlank and Radio Pulpit Jigelele. You know Jigelele, you know when he said Jigelele earlier on, realized it's all over. It's all over the world, all over South Africa, all over the world. That's the power we carry with going online. And I think we must not make the mistake, like I said, of allowing this opportunity to pass us by. Because if you think about it, when you take forever to catch on such ideas, by the time you get into it, it's already infiltrated. It's full. That space, it's full, and you're trying to fit into it. So I think let's catch on it while it's starting. Let's jump on it. I remember a time, Mr. SK, where I used to work with, who I don't want to mention them, but it's one of the regulators of radio. And there was a complaint. And I realized that that complaint was there because they realized the power of online radio.
Yes.
They're talking about how these online radios are just coming, you know, and they can't regulate the match and. But that there's growth in the space.
Yes.
That was acknowledged, that there's so much growth in that space because nobody limits you.
Yeah.
Nobody limits you, but you can't go this far. You can't impact this area. You can't. And that's the beauty of us going online as well.
Yeah. You connect wherever you are.
Exactly. We connect wherever. And I really want to encourage you even now. Get our app. Listen to us online as well.
Yeah.
Don't wait for that time.
Yes.
It may just be
that,
too late.
That would be sad. You know, because we saw how a lot of companies closed down during COVID because of the lack thereof. You know,
of planning.
Yes, and transitioning when...
I mean, who would have known that people would be working, but working from home?
From home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know a lot of companies, big ones, I know Alan Gray as well, closed some offices.
Yeah.
Didn't fire staff, but most of their staff are working from home now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They still have, but they reduced in terms of office space and rental and whatnot.
Yes.
These are the times. We are within these times right now.
Mm.
And we've got to catch
to on. Move with the times.
Absolutely. Yeah. They're not going to wait for us. Time waits for no man.
It moves. You know, sadly enough, we don't want to find ourselves, you know, spending so many years in the desert for a journey that could have just taken us a few days.
Listen.
You know, so yeah, I think.
Yes. I feel it was sharing a script. Listen. Israelites.
But trust me, Refilo and Luko, there are listeners out there, I'm telling you, that are saying, you know what, we are into this. We are into this. We are moving with this great vision. Yeah. Yes.
And I think, you know what, you're asking yourself right now, how much should I give? How much is enough? I want to say, whatever you've purposed in your heart.
Yes.
You can purpose to give monthly. You can purpose to give once off.
Yeah.
But also I encourage, I mean, I always say, even when you go to church on a Sunday, I encourage sitting down and having a conversation with the person of the Holy Spirit to say, what is it that I shall give, Lord?
Yes.
So that I don't start, you know, I'm not manipulated and I'm like, oh, I've given over than what I expected and whatnot. But speak to the Lord.
And
because in those conversations also will come the level of your need.
Yes.
And your faith.
Yeah.
Your faith and your seed also, that's what will prompt you to say, this is how much I expect of you, Lord. And because of my faith,
yes,
this is what I will give to this. And it's I believe that you will.
It's a principle, Luke. It's a principle. How you give, it's how you receive.
Yep.
You see.
Yep.
It's a principle.
So we really want to encourage that today before we say goodbye, because we are at that time of the afternoon. Omi Johan is getting ready to come in take you all the way to the evening. What is it that you want the Lord to do for you today? But what will you do for the advancement of his kingdom? The truth of it is that he's not going to come on earth with his 2 feet.
Yeah.
He's not going to come on earth and preach the gospel himself.
Yes.
He's going to use us as vessels.
Yeah.
This radio pulpit is one of those vessels.
Exactly.
And every platform, therefore, that we introduce is for the advancement of the kingdom.
Mm. Partner with us and help us bring the gospel home.
By SMS saying.
In your own language.
Isn't that nice?
Ah, it's so
isn't
nice.
That nice to, so to nice. Hear the gospel in your own language,
yes,
actually?
Yes.
Just SMS give. Ready, guys? Remember to SMS give to 37871 or WhatsApp 0826572729.
Closing remarks?
It's time to say goodbye.
Yeah.
Time to say goodbye. I've thoroughly enjoyed myself.
Anami, I've enjoyed. I've had a great time with you guys.
I still want the famous line from the only lawyer of the radio.
Oh, yeah. For myself, the only lawyer of the radio. I urge you. Go and give, and make us grow. God bless you.
Yeah. God bless.
I'm leaving everybody with a scripture.
Yes.
Okay.
Proverbs 4. I think let me read just verse 5 and 6. 5 says, get wisdom, get insight. Do not forget and do not turn away from the words of my mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
6 says, do not forsake her. She will keep you, love her, and she will guard you.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Powerful.
Absolutely powerful. And that's about it from ourselves for this afternoon. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're handing over to Om Johan.
Yep.
Until next time, God bless.
Amen.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.